Amen. Right. As I said at the beginning, it's the start of a new year. I know it's not January, it's September, but nevertheless, it's the start of a new year in Brigade. Who's joined Boys Brigade this week? A little boy who doesn't want to put his hand up, but he's been pointed at. Joshua. Joshua has started Boys Brigade this week. Did you have a good time on Tuesday night? Did you? You're coming this week? Yes? Excellent. That's right, is it, Mum? Yes? Where's your brother? Oh, there he is. You're all right, Alex? Now, Alex has gone up a section. That's something new, isn't it? You're going to be with Esther, aren't you? Is she all right? You like her? Fab. Fab. Right. Has anybody gone to a new school this week? Emily's gone to a new school this week. Is it all right? Yeah. We'll come back to that in a minute. So what do you expect to do at Boys Brigade then that's new? Anybody? Not just Joseph, I'm sorry, you're just sitting there. What do you expect to do that's new? Don't know, nobody's told you yet, have they? But they will. Well, you don't want me. Okay, fine. That's fair enough. So, new experiences, new things to learn, new things to do. Have you been anywhere different over the summer holidays? I haven't seen some of you for weeks. Ooh. Yes, Josie. You went to Australia? Goodness me. Globetrotter. How old are you?
Five.
Been to Australia. You've been to more places than I've ever heard of, really, I think. You've been to Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Who did you see there?
Uncle James and Auntie.
Uncle James and Auntie. And are they all right? Yeah, fabulous. Were you a good boy on the aeroplane? Yeah? Most of the time. Is it a long time on the aeroplane?
Yeah.
Do you get bored? Yeah. Can you tell Ron some things to do on the aeroplane? We're going on an aeroplane on Tuesday. We're only going to be on it 2 hours, but he'll be bored before we take off. So before you go home, will you tell him some things he could possibly do so he's not bored? Not now. Joshua, where have you been? To what? You've been to Wales, have you? Whereabouts in Wales?
Only to
Mum. Oh, you've been to Mum. Oh, it's nice there, isn't it? You were camping, I understand. Was it good? Yes? Oh, dear. But still got all. That wasn't quite such a good thing to do, was it? Somebody else put their hand up. Who put their hand? Is he? You went to Pendine Sands in Wales. Fabulous. Was the weather good? Sometimes. Pendine Sands is lovely, isn't it? Because there's lots and lots of sand there and it's nice and flat. Did you build some sandcastles? Yes, great stuff. Anybody else been anywhere? It's not exclusive for children. Anybody can speak to me. Yes,
Luke,
sorry. Yeah. You went. Oh my goodness. Oh, I say. You went to the Caribbean. Was it good?
Yeah.
Were you good on the aeroplane?
Yeah.
How long did it take?
9 hours.
Somebody else needs to talk to Ron. I'm expecting great things when I go out, go on the aeroplane on Tuesday morning. No moaning. Yeah, okay. Yes, Emily. You went to Dufferin in Wales, yes? She had an adventure not for the first time. She actually went to camp as a camper this time. She's been every year since she was born, but she's been as an actual camper this year, and you had a good time, didn't you? Sorry? Even before she was born, yeah. She was born 2 weeks after camp the year she was born. So, yes, she's been a camper for 12 years now. Well, 13, really, if you count the year before. Anybody else had an adventure this year? No, right. Well, where's this getting me, do you suppose? When you're young, like these smaller people here, you get taken to places, don't you? I'm sure Joseph didn't choose to go to Australia. It's a place on a map that looks a long way away, isn't it? And I'm sure Joshua wouldn't have perhaps chosen to go to Monmouth. Although it's nice there, and there's nothing massive in Monmouth. And Pendine Sands. I've never heard of Pendine Sands when I was your age. But you get taken when you're your age, don't you? People decide where you're going to go, and they take you. Emily, she's the only one here this morning who's gone up to high school this week. Yeah. Joshua went to school, yes. I'll come back to that in a minute. Emily's been at school for quite a few years now, and she went to a big school this week. At the primary school where Joshua went, the teacher takes you to where you've got to be, and it's all in the same class really, isn't it? But Emily now has to cart all her stuff with her round the school, up and down stairs into different buildings. And it's quite scary at times, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she got lost once. She got off the lift, I think, on the wrong floor.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Floor.
Oh, you got off the stairs in the wrong floor. Oh, well, whatever, she got off on the wrong floor. But she's now found herself, or somebody found her. But when we're young, we need to trust the people who are our leaders, don't we? So in brigade, we need to trust our brigade officers. We need to trust our teachers at school. And we need to trust people who are older than us, who have had more experiences than we have, to lead us in the right way. And we're going to come on to think about some of the things that lead us into the right way a bit later on. But you little ones, I want you to think about who you trust, why you trust them, and do you always do what they tell you to do? And the answer to that, I think, is no. That's really good, that is. Right. 2 weeks ago, when I was here, Dave Tickle came and spoke about some of the things that they'd done at camp. And one of the things that they'd done at camp was a walk. And Dave plans this walk. He does it every year. They go on a walk on Tuesday. Go on a walk on Tuesday. And Dave confessed that he always underestimates how far it is they're going to go. So we'll think about going for a walk, shall we? What do you need to do before you set out on a walk? Yes?
Put your shoes on.
Put your shoes on. Now, any sort of shoes? I mean, I've got a range of shoes at home. I've got soft shoes, I've got slippers, I've got walking boots, I've got these. What sort of shoes should I put on?
Boots.
Boots?
Yeah.
Okay. Wellington boots?
Yeah.
Walking boots?
Yeah.
Okay. With socks?
Yes,
okay. So you need your boots. What else do you need, Emily?
Oh, yes.
Let's be practical about this. We need our lunch. That assumes we're going to be out all that time. Yeah. Yes?
Raincoat.
A raincoat? Yes. Even if it's sunny, you need to take your raincoat. Why?
Because just in case it rains.
Just in case. Yes, I'm a big believer in just in case. You ask Ron. We go on holiday, we have holiday spending money, and in the back of my purse there's something that I call JIC, just in case. I've always got to have my just in case, so yeah, you take your raincoat, just in case.
Drink and a rucksack.
Drink and a
rucksack? Yeah.
Rucksack, drink in your rucksack? With your lunch?
Yeah.
Super duper, yes.
Suntan lotion.
Who is a modern man. Suntan lotion, yes. Suntan lotion, essential, yes. Yes, Freya.
A mat.
Yeah. Fab. Is that why Dave never knows quite how far you're going?
Yeah.
Okay. So we need a map, walking boots, a raincoat, your lunch, a drink, and a rucksack. Anything else? Sorry?
A bus pass.
We're going on a walk, Robert. Yes.
Your phone just in case you get lost.
Your phone in case you get lost.
Or you need someone to come with.
Yeah. And when my boys used to go on walks, we didn't have mobile phones. That's how long ago that is. They used to take a whistle.
A whistle?
A whistle. Because people can find you by the sound you're making. I understand. I don't know. Never been that adventurous. Yes, Joseph.
Sunglasses and a hat.
Sunglasses and a hat. Yes. Another modern man. Got to have your hat. Okay, so we've got our kit. We've got our map. So, the map's no good just as a map, is it? I've got a map here that I'm going to use in a little while. It's no good like that, is it? So what you have to open it up, and what do you have to do then?
Put it the right way around.
Yeah, and then what? It's always a good idea to have it the right way around, yes? Yes, Freya?
Read it,
yeah? What's the most important thing to know? Where you are, that's right. You need to know where you are to start off with, because you never know where you're going to finish up if you don't know where you are to start with, would you? So we've got all of that. So you need to know how to read the map, okay? And there are little pictures on maps, if I remember my geography lessons correctly, Paul. There are little pictures on maps, windmills and things that look like churches and castles and quarries and stuff like that. You have to know what the signs are for, don't you? Yeah? Otherwise you might go around a corner and finish up down a quarry or something. So you need to know how to read the map, don't you? And the map will tell you all kinds of things. It'll tell you how steep the ground is, whether you need to go over a mountain, or if you could go round it better. Tells you if there are any hazards along the way. Did you find any hazards on your walk? No rivers? No? Were there some stepping stones somewhere you told me about? So you must have had a river. It might have been dry. Just a stream, yes. Stepping stones over a stream. Things, stiles. I understand there are stiles around about where camp goes. So you need to know about all of these things. And before you set off, you need to look at the group you're with, don't you? Because some people are more able to walk than others, so you have to consider your route to see if anybody might need any help. And it is important. What did you find anything out about on this walk about the group as such? Was it helpful to be in a group?
Yes, we never got lost.
Yeah, you never got lost. Okay, you didn't get lost, but you need to work together, don't you? Because if you're struggling to get over a stile or climb up a hill, you need somebody to help you, don't you? Keep together, support each other. I had a text from Emily from camp on the day of the walk that said, amongst other things, I've just walked up the steepest hill in the world. And I thought, okay. And what I didn't know is it truly is. It has been designated the steepest hill in the world. It's in Harlech, apparently. I can't remember what it's called now, but it's the steepest hill in the world. And I thought it was an 11-year-old exaggeration. At the end of a day's walk, oh, how much further have I got to walk up this steep hill? But clearly, it is the steepest hill in the world. Okay. So, as you set off on this walk, I'm sure you didn't know where you were going, did you? No. You'd no idea where you were going. Dave didn't say we're going this way and that way and we're going to end up in wherever we're ending up. So, was it important that you trusted Dave?
Yeah.
Yes. Very important that you trust Dave. Now, as I've said a couple of times, Ron and I are going on a holiday on Tuesday. And one of the places we are going to go to is Barcelona. Now, I don't know about you, I've never been to Barcelona. Anybody else? Anybody been to Barcelona? Oh, okay. Oh, all right then. Well, perhaps you could give us a few tips then before we go. But we've bought this. I mustn't rip it because it's new. We bought this. Now, I haven't got a clue, frankly. I'll be all right when Ron's sorted it out where we're going to go. But we're going on a day trip to Barcelona. And we've bought tickets to go to the Sagrada Familia, We've got the tickets. We've got a time to go in. We're not sure what time we're going to get to Barcelona. And we've got to find our way on our own to this place. Now, I know that Ron's going to ask at the desk when we get there where we're going to be dropped off in Barcelona. And then he will spend quite some time planning the route from where we dropped to where we want to be. Now, I don't know about you, but I trust Ron implicitly. And I know that when we get to Barcelona, he will know exactly where we've got to go. I'll be carrying the map, but he will know exactly where we've got to go. Just like the folks at camp trusted Dave, I trust Ron to take me to where I've got to be and back to the car park where we'd lose the bus, where we get off the bus so that we can get back to the ship to get to our next destination. But this will be our guide for the day we're in Barcelona. He will spend hours studying this map, well, perhaps not hours, but quite a while, studying this map and deciding you can go this way or you can go that way, and then he'll decide which is the shortest route, and we'll be off like a couple of greyhounds once the bus loads and we shall be there. But you have to trust the person that you are with, the person who's leading. I'll have a go at that in a minute. Oh no, I shall have to fold that up. But you need to trust the person that you are with, the person who is leading you to get you to where you want to go. And I'm going to come and talk some more about that. So, the question on my paper is, what happens next? We've prepared for this walk. Jesus, speaking to his disciples and telling them that he was going to be leaving them soon. If Dave, on the walk, had suddenly said, right, that's it, you're here now, I'm going back to camp, you sort yourselves out. Here's the map. I wonder how they'd have felt. A bit like the disciples, I think. Well, what are we going to do now? But Jesus tells his disciples, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going, but I'm going to prepare a place for you to come to when your mission is complete. I'm going, and I'm going to prepare a place for you, and you know where I'm going. And then Thomas says, but we don't know where you're going. Where are you going? And how do we get there? That's the question. How do we get there? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, says Jesus. Jesus promises us life with him forever if we follow him. He came to show the way to the Father through the forgiveness of sins. Of ourselves, we can't go to heaven. God hates sin. Hate is a strong word. It's a word I dislike intensely because I find it destructive. But God detests sin. He cannot look at sin. You can't go to heaven unless you have had forgiveness of sin through Jesus. And the only way for Jesus to be able to forgive our sin was to die on a cross. A painful, excruciating death on a cross for us. Now, I talked a few minutes ago about a map. I'm not looking forward to trying to fold that up, but never mind. The Bible is our map. It's a book of instructions. And I, along with Monday House Group, are on an excursion at the moment through the Bible. We are probably about two-thirds of the way through now. And it's amazing to see how things have developed over the years, from the first king in Israel through all the other kings. And there were some good ones and there were some bad ones. And God oversaw all of them. And God led the people who would follow him. It's very interesting that the people wander off and then somehow God hauls them back again. God's always there, always willing to forgive you if you say you're sorry. Yes, we get it wrong. I get it wrong all the time. But God forgives me. All the time. Every day I have to ask God several times to be forgiven for the things that I've done. Now, we talked about this map, didn't we? And even with a map, we can go wrong. I could tell you a story, in fact, I will tell you a story about some boys many years ago. In the first Polesworth Company of the Boys Brigade, when Ron was an officer and went to camp with them, they went off without an officer because they were older boys and they knew how to read a map. They'd got their compass, they'd got their overnight stuff, they'd got everything they needed. But the young man who was leading them had borrowed his dad's state-of-the-art, very posh compass. And I might have this a bit wrong, but the essence of it is right. This compass had a mirror to it, as I understand it. And you had to read the compass through the mirror. Is that right? The young man in question, I don't think, knew that, so read the compass without the mirror. And these young men should have gone that way. And instead of going that way, they went that way. And about 8 o'clock in the evening, when they should have been at where they should have been, they were nowhere to be seen. Now, I always had a phone call from camp, from Ron, to tell me how things were going. Because, as I said before, in those days, there were no mobile phones. People didn't have them, so we had to put money in the call box. And he phoned me every night about 10 o'clock to tell me how the day had gone and that all was well, in case any parent wanted to know that her little boy was okay. I stayed up until 12:30 that night. No phone call came, and I thought, well, perhaps he's got no change. Anyway, whatever. The next night, he phoned me and said, I'm sorry I didn't phone you last night, but we lost 6 boys yesterday. And then he explained that story to me. And they had come down in the Ogwen Valley, which was 180 degrees out of where they should have been. They'd gone over seven peaks. And the leader suddenly said, well, when we went over the 7th peak, I knew we weren't really the place we should have been. So the point of the story really is you have to know how to use your equipment and you have to know how to read this. And there are all sorts of ways to read the Bible. You can just read it as a story, you can study it, and you can learn from it. It will teach you things. God wants to teach you things about it. All was well, The boys were found by the mountain rescue people, kept overnight, and then restored to camp the next day. And all was well. Thank God for that. And the people at camp were more than happy that they'd arrived safely. Now, as you learn through Boys Brigade, you will learn all sorts of things, map breeding amongst them. You will learn, I hope, to trust God. You follow the teaching of his word. If you're not sure about anything, what do you think's the best thing to do? What do you think you should do if you're not sure? Yes, Izzy. Ask. That's right. Ask. The other day, I told Emily, when she was going to the high school, use these, and use this. Listen to what you're told, look at where you are, and if you don't know, ask. That's what that's for. Amongst other things. But that's what it's for. If you don't know, ask. You won't get into trouble if you ask. Trust me, you won't. So when you come to church, if you're not sure, you can ask who? Your brigade leaders? Who else could you ask? Sorry?
Your mum.
Your mum? Yes, if you come, yes, you could ask your mum if she comes to church. You could ask your Sunday school teachers. You could ask one of them scary deacon people. You could ask someone you trust, who you know is a Christian, who knows something about Jesus and how he can help you. If you don't understand, ask. And if there's nobody to ask, talk to Jesus. He will help you. Trust me, he will. Now, life's exciting, isn't it? Is life exciting? Yeah. But life with Jesus is even more exciting. It leads you to places where you never thought you would go. You'll do things that you never thought you would do or could do. And sometimes I find that a bit scary. It is a bit scary sometimes. Standing here sometimes is very scary. But you know, Jesus is here to help. That's what he's there for. He wants you to tell people what you know about him, to be excited about it, because he wants everybody to know about him. And if we live our lives for Jesus, if we do what he says, if we go where he leads us, we'll go to live with him forever. When we stop living here, we'll go to live with him forever. Will you, any of you, all of you, will you let Jesus lead you to where he wants you to be? Now, it takes some people a long time to decide to follow Jesus. That's no problem. Jesus is very, very patient. Very patient. It says in Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He doesn't barge in. He's not impatient. He's not like people that you meet day by day, want it now or even yesterday. Jesus is patient. He waits for you and then he will take you on a journey. A journey that will open doors and give you opportunities that you never thought you would have. Will you tell your friends about Jesus so that they can take their place with you in the room that Jesus has got prepared for you in heaven in his Father's house? If you love Jesus, tell somebody about it. Be excited about it. We have a future. We have a hope. We have a home in heaven that is far more wonderful than anything you can ever imagine. I'm excited. Are you excited? And will you walk with Jesus on the road he leads you on that will lead you to heaven? I pray you will. Amen.